The invention of television. At first, people could watch films only in cinemas. But with the invention of television, often called just TV, people began to watch films in their own homes. The first television sets were not like the ones we have today. They were sometimes big and heavy, and the screens were quite small and showed programs in black and white. There weren't many television programs. Most people listened to the radio because it was cheaper and because there were many more radio programs. As with the invention of the cinema, there were many inventors of the television set. An early type of television set was invented by John Logie Baird, 1888-1946, from Scotland. This used both electricity and a motor. But other inventors made television sets that only used electricity, and these worked better. One of the most important and interesting inventors of the electronic television set was the American Philo Farnsworth, 1906 to 1971. Farnsworth grew up on a farm. He was born in a cabin without electricity in the state of Utah. Farnsworth was only 14 when he thought of the idea of the television set. He had this idea when he was working on his father's farm. When he was only 21, Farnsworth presented the first electronic television set on the 7th of September, 1927. Another inventor of the television set was the Russian Vladimir Zvorykin, 1889 to 1982. RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, gave him the job of developing television. At the time, RCA was the biggest producer of radios in America. Zvorykin's ideas were similar to Farnsworth's. This created a lot of problems between the two scientists. Farnsworth said that he invented the television set first, while Zvorykin said that he was first. These problems lasted a long time. In the end, Farnsworth won, but Zvorykin's company, RCA, continued to be one of the most important producers of television sets. During the 1939 World's Fair, RCA presented for the first time an American president speaking to the nation on television. The president of the United States at the time was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The production of television sets in large numbers started only after World War II. Between 1945 and 1948, the number of television channels grew from 9 to 48, and by 1960, 85% of American homes had television sets. Developments in cinema. An interesting invention in the history of moving pictures was the drive-in. The drive-in was invented by Richard M. Hollingshead in Camden, New Jersey, in 1933. Hollingshead tested the idea of a drive-in behind his own house. His idea was to put together two of the most popular inventions, cars and movies. And Americans loved the idea. Soon, drive-ins began to open everywhere in the United States. In the 1950s and 1960s, drive-ins became very popular. People drove their cars into the open spaces and enjoyed popcorn and soft drinks while watching films. But drive-ins were not popular for very long, and by the 1980s, many people did not go anymore. Most people preferred traditional cinemas because the sound was clearer, or they preferred their television sets because they were becoming bigger and better. Today, there are still some drive-ins, but there are very few. When home theatres were invented, cinemas began to offer more and more films to the public. These cinemas were called multiplexes, and now the very big ones are called megaplexes. The first megaplex cinema opened in Dallas, Texas, in 1995. A megaplex cinema has 16 screens, and sometimes more. But as the quality of home theatres gets better, many people still prefer to watch most films at home. They think it is cheaper and more comfortable. Developments in television. Today, most people can't live without a television set. During the 1980s and 1990s, the quality of both pictures and sound became very, very good. The first VCR, video cassette recorder, was introduced in 1977 in the USA. With VCRs, people could record their favourite programmes, but the quality was not perfect. The invention of the CD, compact disc, and the DVD, digital video disc, during the 1990s, produced a better quality of both pictures and sound. The first DVD player was introduced in 1997 in the USA. At this time, you could not record programs with DVD players, but today, DVD recorders are available. During recent years, companies began to develop new ways to record television programs with machines that had memory. This way, your television set can save films, almost like a computer. This new invention is called TiVo, and it has become very popular in the USA. With TiVo, television sets are similar to computers, but at the same time, computers are similar to television sets. With a computer, you can now pay to download films and TV programs from the internet and watch them on the computer screen. In the future, computers will probably take the place of television sets. Moving pictures have changed a lot since the days of magic lanterns. Living rooms with large screen TV sets and big speakers are like small cinemas at home. They are called home movie theatres. Will cinemas become like magic lanterns, a thing of the past? We can't be sure. Watching movies at home or in a cinema are both great fun, but some people think that cinemas are still the best places to watch movies.